Ignorant, we gon' bring that racket like it's Wimbledon. Discipline, but yet you find anyone equivalent. Ain't no podcast similar, now you won't find no synonyms. Be produced by Q Smith, sound like it's by Timbaland. JBB in charge, EG set the bar. Coop be sipping water tree, and Turk gon' lay the law. Jokes may go too far, but that's just who we are. Prolific, so gifted, words that have your soul lifted. So consistent, yeah, so different. Ain't nobody copy that lane. Carry that torch, heat up the game. Ain't nobody got that flame. Different, different. Man, this intro different. Man, this intro ignorant.
And what's good, ladies and gentlemen? You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It's time for another edition, rendition, rendition, stiffy edition. More words that I don't need to know because this is my show. Edition of the one and only D1 Indie University podcast. I'm your host, the most eaten toast seeing ghost, rising with the machine, Jay Brown. I'm coming to you semi-live from an undisclosed location. I don't have much of an intro for myself because I have one for the group. We'll get to that in a second. So to my virtual right, we have the man known as the diversity hire, who's the official 18-year babysitter for a mixed breed child. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Dyer, what's good?
What's bracken? Hope everybody's having a blessed week. Shout out to my people, man.
Which side are your people?
I stay in the middle because we half breeds.
Good answer. Good answer. And to my virtual left, we have the man who is only here because his girlfriend allows interaction with his friends twice a week. He has been in trouble for watching a certain video we will also talk about in a few minutes. The man who had the OG Bieber cut before it was cool. Ladies and gentlemen, EG, Eric Fly, what's good?
We back. Another episode. You know.
He is off punishment right now. His girlfriend says he's okay to be on the show with us.
Y'all funny.
She said he could come outside and play with his friends.
Y'all funny.
So, y'all, before we get the show started, we have something serious to talk about. Something that affects all of America since we've seen this. Can we please get a moment of silence for that Meg Thee Stallion video? Because good Lord, baby Jesus, what I saw. Who makes me pull out my preacher voice and just thank the man up above. So can we get a moment of silence? Okay, that's all the moment of silence we need for that. I will be watching that later on tonight. If you know, you know. If you don't, don't worry about it. To start this episode off, we do have something serious, actually, to speak on for a moment. So you know where we stand. If you don't like it, you can kick rocks because this is the right way to go. Roe v. Wade was overturned earlier this week, and we would like to say if you are for the overturning of this law that gave women reproductive freedoms and freedom of choice over their body, we'd like you to say you are a bitch, you're a whole bitch, you're nothing but a bitch, because all you want is power over someone's body because you are cruel, greedy, and overall just a piece of shit person. If you don't like that I said that, that is your problem, and I debate physically. So if you don't like it, come meet me and GP at the Epic by the big chair. I'll be there. Anything else, fellas?
Nah, that pretty much sums it up.
Like I said, man, you can believe in Christ. You can believe in God. Believe in what you want. However, it's not very Christian-like to think that you have power over another human being, man. I'm just saying. If you can forgive sin, then you can forgive those people who can make their own choices in life, man. Everybody has their own choice in life. Someone should not have an option to take away your choice.
As the man,
only thing I'm going to add on to that is, it's not your life. So why does it bother you?
Because you's a whole bitch. And I meant that. Now on to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get on a more positive note. Because, hey, it is trade season in the NBA, and a lot of weird things have happened over the past few days, over the last week, and we're going to talk about them because, hey, that's our job while we're doing the show. So, guys, Kyrie has decided to re-sign with the Brooklyn Nets, basically because then nobody else wanted his ass because, well, for Kyrie reasons. What does that mean for Kyrie in the Nets?
Kind of just whatever the team can build around them to. Around KD and Kyrie, they're only going to go as far as that bench goes.
I will say this. If Kyrie was going to the Lakers, I was going to do the show naked. However, it did not happen.
It did not happen.
I know, but
I feel like you're still doing the show naked because it's so dark.
I might be rubbing my nipple. Who knows? But
just a man who's paused right now. so we really want to do that, EG? That's it. That's it. You, Don. Your picture ain't showing right now either.
This man got the blank MySpace picture.
Looking like your only friend of your profile is Tom.
Tom. Yep. Remember Tom? No, it's a 1 year rental basically for the Nets. They gave him that 1 year, $36 million that he opted into. The Nets are going to basically play experiment for this season. There was reports that said today that he could still possibly be traded to the Lakers, depending on how the season goes and if Kyrie wants to show up to work or not. But I saw that Patty Mills opted out his deal. That's very, very interesting too, because Joe Harris is coming back healthy. You only have so many spots in that guard rotation.
I want Patty Mills in Miami. Tell Kyle Lowry to kick rocks.
You need a big, sir.
I've been saying that for 4 years. Obviously, they ain't listening to me. So the next best thing is let's get a point guard who's going to play.
Hey, Kyle Lowry played. You didn't see that defense he played on the sideline?
His game.
Funny, Jamal? The Heat always do the opposite of what you want.
Yes, and you see, we haven't won a championship because we just don't listen to Jamal.
It's because LeBron left.
We're the only team that didn't fall apart when he left, so we just gonna put it that way.
He ain't win no championship.
Okay, and LeBron ain't played more than 50 games. We're not here to talk about LeBron.
LeBron got a ring for the Lakers.
We're not here to talk about LeBron. Take his dick out your mouth.
God dang, it feels like Coop's not. Coop is still here.
I'm about to say, I had to do it because Coop ain't here.
Oh, we know. We know y'all love that communication with that man. Look, now, since we're going to bring up LeBron, do you.
No. Let's just stay on track. Just don't go down this rabbit hole because I'm going to win.
I'm not talking about LeBron specifically. I'm on topic here. For the Lakers, do you really want Kyrie Irving? Because look. One of the biggest issues with the Lakers last year was inconsistency and instability. Adding a guy like Kyrie does not fix that problem.
Hear me out. This I'm gonna give you a scenario, and you can either agree or disagree. Would you rather Kyrie play some of the games or have Russell Westbrook be there? But fuck up all the game.
I see your Russell Westbrook be there and fuck up, and I raise you Russell Westbrook sit on the bench and not have to deal with it.
Not gonna happen.
Hey, he ain't the coach. He don't make them decisions. It'll piss him off, obviously. But look, at least I know with Russ, I know what I'm gonna get out of him. I know what to expect. If you expect anything different out of this point in his career, I don't know what to tell you.
You're not gonna win though.
You're not gonna win.
I'd rather have Kyrie not be there / not be there than have Russ be there and fuck everything up.
At least if Russ, you can take Russ out the game before it gets.
And I love Russell Westbrook, but holy shit, dude, he cannot play with LeBron and AD. They just don't fit.
I mean, hell, the whole team structure don't fit. But I would still rather have Westbrook give me full effort and before he screws up the entire game, say, hey. You had enough. Come sit down next to daddy. I'd rather do that than worry about, damn, it's Tuesday. Is Kyrie going to play or is he off in some reservation trying to give kids COVID again? I don't know about him. At least I know what consistently Russell Westbrook is going to give me.
I feel like the whole COVID situation, just a 1 year type deal.
I just use that as an example, but I'm talking about Kyrie Irving as a whole.
Kyrie Irving to win a championship.
To be honest with you, though, other than this season with the Nets, he never really has missed that many games unless it was for an ankle sprain or something.
But he's always been injury prone.
But I'm just saying, like, he still played at least 65 to 70 games.
He was also hurt every year in the playoffs, except for the year he won a ring. He's been hurt every year he's gotten to the playoffs.
Yeah, but I mean, if you go back to that Milwaukee series when he got hurt, Giannis stepped on his ankle. That one you really can't avoid.
I mean, look, I agree with you. I would much rather have a guy who's out for injury than anything else, because like you said, you can't avoid that. That's just part of the game. But so many other things have popped up with Kyrie over these last few years through his
actually the last box. Year. But I mean, this year, I mean, though, I get what you're saying, but this year, it was just a weird year. Because this is like the first full year with coming back from COVID. And
despite his COVID, we're going to talk about the random PTO he takes, like he works an office job.
He did take PTO. This man did take PTO.
I'm not trusting a guy like that just based on what he's done. And hell, the way the world is right now, who's to say one bad thing doesn't happen in D.C. or politically or another school shooting, God forbid, and Kyrie just says, nah, fam, I'm not feeling it for the next 2-3 weeks. And that sounds extreme, but if that happened, would any of us put it past Kyrie to not play because of it? I know I would.
I still would take Kyrie over Russell. Oh, I got easy. Love for Russell, but dear God.
I'm just saying, I've seen this experiment. I know that Kyrie and LeBron make a magical solution. I see that LeBron and Westbrook make bricks. They're a brick factory.
That's his name, Acme, if you will.
Hey, bro, I ain't need him to tweet at me. I'm gonna be calm.
Hey, he could tweet at me. I want smoke from pro athletes.
I don't know. Nah,
Westbrook kind of big.
I did say I'm fighting Westbrook. I say none of that. I like verbal smoke.
He'll give you more than verbal smoke. Me and Jesse thought we would get smoked by him one time.
I swear to God, bro, this dude is so bipolar. I think he really is bipolar.
Hey, we'll never know. But we have another NBA trade news. The Spurs did trade DeJounte Murray for Gallinari and multiple first-round picks. I'm not sure what that really means. I don't see.
They're trying to speed up their rebuild,
I guess. And DeJounte Murray going to the Hawks is a boost for the Hawks and Trae Young.
That's a good fit, bro. That's a good fit.
It's a perfect fit, honestly.
It still doesn't make them better than the fourth best team in the East.
I think it does. I think you're tripping. The Hawks got a ton of wings, bro. Gallinari leaving doesn't do anything to them. They got what's that boy's name? Bogdanović. Yeah, they got him. They didn't even lose him, bro. They still have John Collins. They're gonna get rid of Clint Capella. Bro, they're kind of deep.
It's the fact that they were able to make that trade.
Still got Kevin Herter. They got all those wings. Dude, they're loaded.
I think it makes them almost on par with Philly, but I don't think it makes them better than Boston, Milwaukee, or Miami.
I think they're better than the Nets.
The Nets are just so inconsistent from what we've seen from this playoff run. It's just hard to put them in any conversation because we don't know what Kyrie's going to do. We don't know if Ben Simmons is going to play fucking basketball again.
I don't know, man.
I forgot Ben Simmons was on that team.
Exactly. So there's just so many question marks with Brooklyn. I'm literally not going to give any kind of opinion on them until the season starts.
Question come January.
Exactly. Like, is Ben Simmons going to play basketball again? I highly doubt it. But we saw it last year. Kevin Durant can be shook up come playoff time. So
no, I'm saying,
I don't think it'll happen again, but we've seen it's possible.
Dude, there's not you can say what you want, bro. As an athlete, you know damn well it irks you the hell when your teammates don't want to work hard and there's always something going on. Think about what that locker room's like. Is Kyrie going to be with us or not? Is Ben Simmons going to practice today? Is Ben Simmons going to show up to work? Is Ben Simmons actually going to put NBA shoes on, or is he going to wear some Balenciagas on the sideline wearing a Barney the Damn Dinosaur shirt? KD, who's he going to tweet at next with his burner accounts? There's always something swirling, bro. That shit gets old.
and I wouldn't want to deal with it. My personality, the way I enjoy basketball as a teammate, as an athlete, I wouldn't want to put up with that shit. I would.
Think about it, Oregon. This is a fucking job. Think about it. Like, yeah, you're hooping, but this is a professional job now. Like, think about owners, coaches, GMs. Like, they get fed up with it as well, dude. Like, it just festers. Like,
the way Steve Nash be acting, I don't even think he gets fed up with it.
You said what?
The way Steve Nash be acting, I don't think he be getting fed up with it. But you know what? That'd be the first thing I would need to clean up is get rid of Steve Nash.
I agree. You cannot play Kevin Durant 45 minutes a night, dude.
Steve Nash simply does not know what he's doing. And look, he even said a statement in himself that he understands that there were people probably more deserving of him who got this job over him. But that's, you know, sometimes big names, big coaching names, they just get jobs because of their name. Is there any reason at all that anyone can justify Steve Nash being a head coach right now?
Nope.
None. An assistant? Sure. I think anybody who played in the NBA who has a decent basketball IQ can be an assistant, but
you know what bothers me so much about the Steve Nash hire? Dude was a consultant for the Warriors. He was not even really on the coaching staff.
Just a consultant.
Yeah, and then remember Kyrie and KD got Kenny Atkinson fired, and Kenny Atkinson just won a championship with the Warriors.
The irony.
Just because. And you know what? Y'all want my hot take for the day? Eric saw it earlier, but I'm going to say it again. I don't think Trae Young can be your best option because of his size, how hard he has to work to get his shot off, and the fact that he is a defensive liability. I don't think you can go far with him as your number one option. I said it.
No, can't.
I said it.
The Miami Heat wore his ass out, bro. Took him away.
And I say the same thing about all smaller guards, especially ones who aren't super athletic. I say the same thing about Dame Lillard. Now, I think his game is a little better than Trae Young's for obvious reasons. But the fact that Dame is so much on the smaller side, he's not a great athlete. He's not Allen Iverson out there. They have to work so hard to get their shot off in competitive games with good teams and good series. By the time the fourth quarter comes, they don't have no legs to get those long threes off.
I mean, in Dame's defense, he's always had a crappy team.
I mean,
can we break down that trade?
Which trade?
The Jeremy Grant trade.
Jeremy, I don't – that doesn't make them any better, bro. I don't understand it. It doesn't make them any better. You traded away CJ McCollum? For who?
For future picks, I guess. I didn't see what was going on.
Like, and you got rid of Norman Powell and Robert Covington. You sent them to the Clippers. Two great scoring wings, and then you get Jeremy Grant. It's gonna be Dame and Grant and Simons, and Jokic or whatever his name is, Nurkic.
If he's healthy,
they're not gonna win shit in the West, bro. I don't get the logic.
I don't get the logic for Dame State. Dame pulled a Bradley Beal. I don't think he's as about the money as Bradley Beal, but damn. You know Portland obviously has not done a good job building around you since you've been here. Bro, just dip. This ain't Weber State. You don't have to stay. Dip.
But that's the thing, though. Like, players that come from small colleges, they get stuck in that mindset of like, oh, they took a chance on me, so I got to stay with them.
Man, we can throw that mindset to the wolves because that's where you're throwing yourself.
Like, my bro. I'm not saying he's as great as Dan Marino, but he gonna end up with a Dan Marino type career.
Like it just doesn't make you any better, dude. Like, did you watch them play last season? They were trash.
Yes, and the fact that Dame had a down year and he didn't have anyone on his team offensively to really pick it up because CJ didn't have a great year either.
No, but that one kid did, Simons, but he just had a breakout year. When this year, those guys are going to load in on him. They're like, oh, okay, he's pretty good. So we're going to send our best guys at him. Now what? Like, and they couldn't defend worth shit last year. Y'all remember they were like the worst defense in the league.
And it's also not like Dame is playing any defense.
Exactly. No.
So there's just a lot of things going on in the NBA. And we'll keep y'all posted and updated. You can check our Twitter, Instagram, and possibly our Snapchat. Who cares?
It's about to be crazy tomorrow.
Shout out to Jalen Brunson. He's going to be a Nick.
Yeah. Eric out here selling feet pics.
Jalen Brunson better buy some Tim's.
Hey, get some Tim's and get you a bacon, egg, and cheese. Salt, pepper, ketchup. Y'all know how they do it up there, but you know, it's always chicken.
That boy going to be wearing them 50 cent tank top.
And you know what he got. Hey,
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. Them 50 cent dollar pizza out there in New York be hitting.
You know what he got to listen to before every game, right?
Many man. Ain't showing up today because I'm playing for the Knicks no more. That boy ain't gonna win no game.
All right, we change the subjects on that one because Jesse gonna keep going. The NBA has a lot of things going on, and we'll see how things go in the next days. Eric will be selling feet pics on our Snapchat, so keep an eye out for that one. So, ladies and gentlemen, the college football landscape for the 2023 recruiting class has been set as Arch Manning has committed to the Texas Longhorns. Now, I don't know what that means for us, besides we're going to get a bunch of recruits that may or may not work out, but that's not the point of this segment. The point of this segment is all of us have been watching college football for a very long time. And I'd like to ask the guys, who was the guy who didn't go to your favorite school that you just loved seeing play?
EG.
Who's going first? Me?
EG, you've been balling.
Oh, man. Cam Newton.
Look, it was a spectacular 1 year, and how he got there is one of the reasons why we love it.
Exactly, bro. No lie. He kind of brought back a little swagger back, though, to college football. It's kind of like – I wouldn't say it's close to the Reggie Bush swagger, but, like, we kind of were in the stuck of middle of, like, what, Mark Ingram, Tim Tebow, Sam Bradford winning the Heisman. Like, don't get me wrong. They great college players, but they didn't have that swag that Cam had.
You know what it is? It's the swag of the black quarterback. That's really what it is when you look back at it. Vince Young had it like that. Lamar Jackson had it like that. RG3 is really the only one who didn't have no swag, but, you know, I think now we can tell why.
Mr. Crableg.
Mr. Crablegs had it. You already know he was eating W. I
forgot about that.
We can't forget about Geno Smith down in West Virginia.
Fucking no, bro. Y'all remember Pat White?
Pat White and Stedman Bailey were the men.
Pat White with Steve Slayton?
The Mountaineers, baby.
What y'all know about running that option with them two on the NCAA?
That was my player, bro. Hold up. My player is going to be Tavon.
That legendary highlight tape, bro.
I'm telling you, bro, Tavon Austin, bro, that because he played in the Big 12, bro. You see him play all the time.
Hey, look, if you did not know that song, Kid Ink, Hell and Back before, I guarantee you know it now.
Bro, remember that game when he had like 500 all-purpose yards against OU?
And still lost.
But still, though, like he put West Virginia on his back.
He really did, bro. He was carrying them.
Because that's
crazy, man. Bro. You look back, bro. West Virginia has some. They have some good players that come out of that school. They just can't win games.
West Virginia is wide receiver. They are known for putting out great receivers.
They have some good safeties too that come out of there.
Oh yeah.
Who else came out of West Virginia?
He played for the Raiders. What's his name? He played for the Raiders. I can't remember his name right now. They had some pretty good safeties and corners.
See, West Virginia was one of them schools the Big 12 just threw in there because they were like, look, we got to add somebody.
You know the reason why they added West Virginia?
I mean, their offense fit a Big 12 style.
Because they beat OU in 2007.
Well, when four teams out of the conference left, we had to add somebody. And, yeah, we had to do it. We had to do it.
It's like my logic with Houston. If they would have beat OU that 1 year, they would have got an automatic bid.
Well, they got their bid now because the big boys are leaving, but we're not here to mention that.
Who's your guy? What?
My player, a very similar to Tavon Austin. He's actually Tavon before Tavon.
Percy
Harvin, baby.
I got love for Percy.
With them Gators, with Tim Tebow, may we never forget that Tim Tebow and the Florida Gators are really the reason that no one gave a damn about the University of Alabama before the year 2014. Like, 2010. Nobody cared about Alabama because the SEC was ran by Florida and LSU and Auburn for that 1 year. No one cared about Alabama. And then we got the man, Percy Harvin, who was playing slot, receiver, H-back. Hell, if they didn't have Tim Tebow, they probably would have put him at some quarterback too. And it wouldn't surprise me if he played some prevent safety or corner even. Percy Harvin might be the greatest pure athlete to ever set foot in a Gator uniform. And that's all there is.
Hey, me and Jesse got love for Percy Harvin. Yep. He was the number one receiver for the Vikings at one point.
I'm going to flex on you, bro. He's in the family.
We didn't hear you. How was you flexing again?
I said, I'm going to flex on y'all. He's part of – he used to be in the family. He's part of the family, bro. He's his son is Candace's cousin.
Not until I get pictures and or an autograph. I'm not counting.
His son's name's Jaden. He's in the family.
Look, tell Percy Harvin to come on the show. We can holler at him, and we can do a pros versus Joes against him because I think Eric would beat him in a race.
Wait a minute. If we got Percy Harvin on the show, bro, I'm going to pull out my Percy Harvin Vikings shirt from high school.
Jesse, I got a question for you.
What's up?
So we run in a 100-yard dash. We give Eric a 30-meter head start. Can he beat Percy Harvin?
Hell, bro, ain't no one beating Percy Harvin.
Eric would lose by 70 yards.
Come on, EG. Have some confidence in yourself. You get a 30-meter head start.
Dog, that's an NFL athlete.
Bro, run. Get your ass up and run.
No, real talk. Could Eric beat Coop in a 100-yard dash?
We tested that one.
Did we? How I'm bad
talking
you
about, I'm talking about now.
I ain't getting out there and running the fuck.
That answers our question.
We're gonna fundraise, bro. You'd be like that where you walk a mile and you get like $10 or whatever. We're gonna do Eric versus Coop.
It don't matter because the second he get his first $10 from that mile, he going to get some jiggy.
I'm right. I ain't running the book.
But it wouldn't be funny though.
It really would. But come on, EG. All right. What if he had to run 100 meters and you got to run 50? You think you could beat him?
Bro, I told you, I ain't running.
You see what happens, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to make Eric healthier out here. We're trying to get him back in the game. He not having it. He is not EA.
Oh, God, I think I could do it.
See, thank you, Jesse. That's what I'm talking about, man.
I really do, bro. I'd pull both my hamstrings trying to beat him.
Bro, I think you could get him 70 meters before he runs 100. I think you can get
it. I think I could, bro. If you gave me about a 30 meter start, I think I could get him. Because my fat ass need a little bit of rolling to get started.
Hey, man, you know once you get rolling to full speed, you good. To top it off, one guy that I did enjoy watching that a lot of people don't give credit to for whatever reason because they weren't there, my dog Brady Quinn at Notre Dame. Brady Quinn at Notre Dame was a dog back in them Charlie Weiss days. Look, my man Brady Quinn just knew how to get the job done.
I was not losing no sleep over no Brady Quinn.
No, my dog Brady Quinn was getting the job done. Brady Quinn and Colt Brennan. I loved Colt Brennan at Hawaii.
R.I.P. to Colt.
Oh, I remember him, bro.
R.I.P. to Colt Brennan. And fun fact, I sent my film to Hawaii just so I could get a visit. I didn't care about going, but hey, Why would who doesn't want a weekend in Hawaii for free?
You know, I wonder how many recruits actually be doing that.
Bro, here's the thing. Hawaii will only give guys official visits if they're super, super high on them and if they're, like, guaranteed going to offer. Because, hey, that trip expensive, dog.
Who you telling?
Oh, think about this. You know what? You know certain teams go on like 2 or 3 week away game stands, right? Hawaii, when they have a 2 or 3 game away stand, they'll just stay here. They won't fly home because it's cheaper to just stay here. So dude's gonna be living in a hotel for 2 or 3 weeks, trying to get schoolwork done and practicing at God knows who, because dog, you go to school across the planet.
Yeah, I can do it.
Hey man, that's why student athletes are a full-time job, and that's why NIL is a thing. Pay your students because they deserve it.
I'm trying now, to think of one more player. Oh, I got one. LaMichael James.
Michael James at Oregon.
Yes, sir.
That's a good one.
Because that man, it back in those days, it feels like if you didn't run a 4.3, Oregon was not interested in
you. Oh, DeAnthony Thomas.
Another Percy Harvin clone. Another Percy Harvin clone who might have been a little honey bit badger. Faster than Percy Harvin.
The honey badger, bro.
All right, hear me out. I was not super high on the honey badger in college. I wasn't.
Wow.
Bro, this dude was hit, bro. He got his hand on the ball. You're like, oh, what's about to happen?
Look, I wasn't real high on him for reasons that still remain true, but he made more a successful career out of it than I thought he would.
I'll say this, though. He would make magic happen once he got hold of that ball.
He got to get a hold of it. My thing about him was he wasn't good in coverage. He was not good in one-on-one coverage. He was really good being a ball hawk and playing center field, but I saw him too many times do line up in front of him, just getting routed up, just had no chance because he's not great in coverage. But his playmaking skills just made up for it. And my critique still remains true in the NFL, but damn, does that man get the job done? And you can't knock anyone who gets the job done.
Would you throw him in the top five, top 10 safety of all time in the NFL?
Ooh, five, no, absolutely not. 10, he has a case. 10, bruh, he has a case.
I'm going to give you an underrated safety that people always forget about. Are you ready?
Brian Dawkins.
Nope. Nope.
John Lynch?
Nope.
Ooh.
Bob Sanders for the Colts. Y'all remember Bob Sanders?
The midget. I called him the midget back in the day.
Bro, this boy used to level people.
Bro.
At all of 5'7".
Hey, what made him so impressive, he just threw his whole body at them.
Bro, he used to kill people.
Bro, and that's why he stayed hurt.
But he was so impactful, though.
Bro, he was a monster. He was the only defense the Colts had in the early 2000s.
All right, man. If you listen to this show, Google Bob Sanders. You're going to see a pure bicep pull up on the screen.
Just one large-ass bicep. That's how he looked. And that's how he played.
I swear, bro. This boy used to, man, he used to come across that middle, bro.
So, yo,
I'm telling you, yeah, I'm saying he's underrated, bro. He was so good.
To move on to the next and our final topic, we've got something for y'all. Because of the topsy-turvy bullshit that is going on in the world, specifically in the state of Texas, but among other places, some laws here and some laws there that don't make zero kind of sense. But here in Ignite Land, in the capital of Ignatlantia, we have different kind of laws here. So, guys, what is an ignorant law that you would pass if you could? Jesse, what you got?
Going, shoot. This can't be national, or is this state?
We can make it national. We ignorant. We don't care about that.
National. Oh, damn. Good one. Shoot. You cannot be taxed on the weekends.
Big facts. And we cutting off price gouging, so you can forget that.
Yeah. Gas is free on the weekends.
that would have my vote automatically.
Oh, like, yeah, just for president, like, with that one.
No tax, and you cannot be gassed on the weekend. I mean, like, most people work the weekdays, so you pay for gas on the weekdays. You know what I mean? Like, pay for all the stuff on the weekdays, and then...
See, the only problem with that is, though, people would wait till the weekend to fill up.
But then, but you got to be willing to wait in those lines.
Facts. Them lines would be longer than R. Kelly's jail sentence. Yeah, I said it. I said it, and I meant it.
Okay, okay. I'll make up for this. Okay, think about it. Think about it. Right? Hear me out. If you want to fill up on the weekend, you have to pay $15.
Jesse for president?
Yeah.
Jesse for president. I'm here for it. EG, what kind of laws you got?
Everyone getting free Yeezys.
What does that? And this is why we don't ask Eric questions. This is why Eric is utterly... Try again. Try again.
All right, everyone get free Jordan.
Bro, could you see the homeless people out there begging for money with some damn Yeezys on, bro?
Bro, if I see one homeless dude with some Concords and some Space Jams, we gonna fight.
Jesse knows where I'm going with this idea.
Against my better judgment.
All right, Eric.
Try this one more time. Eric.
Three stripes. You're out of here.
Eric, we're gonna try this one more time. I'm ignoring Jesse. What law would you do that does not involve clothes or shoes or wings or food?
Doesn't involve
or jersey.
Everyone get free Tims.
I just said does not involve shoes.
You didn't say boots.
Boots or shoes? Stop cutting hair.
Okay.
And this is why the natives were sent to Oklahoma.
This is why they got sent to Oklahoma.
Ignorant law. That's actually pretty ignorant if you think about it.
That's not the point. None of us live in New York.
I mean, I'm just saying that's pretty ignorant.
Hey, I'm just saying, Jamal, this was ignorant laws, and you creating all the laws and rules.
I'm talking about actual laws that would help and or be ignorant to people. That homeless people wearing Yeezys don't help.
Yeah, it does.
It's pretty ignorant.
It lets them have the opportunity to flex.
And then they'll get their ass whipped by other homeless people. And there's going to be one super buff homeless dude with 500 pair of Yeezys.
Nah, if he had 500 pair of Yeezys, he got a whole house now. He's not homeless no more.
Okay, then. So basically, a bunch of homeless people got their ass whipped because you wanted to give them Yeezys.
Call it the Yeezy Purge.
And that's why we're going on from EG. So, y'all, I have a law that I think would benefit everybody. And would be ignorant as hell at the same time that I think everyone should agree on. So rent prices are too damn high, correct? Everybody agree?
Yep.
So here's what we can do to control rent. At every apartment complex, if you do not agree with the rent price, you have the right under law to slap box and negotiate for a better price within reason.
Oh, but we could do that, but yet me trying to give out free shoes to homeless people and everything is where we draw the line.
So you want to give free shoes to homeless people, or we want to have affordable housing?
What the fuck is this?
Jesse, you see what I'm saying, right?
No!
We can slap box fucking landlords, but Eric can't pass out shoes.
No!
I call this racism.
How? Oh my God! Of course, we gotta have some stipulations for it. So obviously, the apartment complex is allowed to pick a champion, both male and female, because we have to be here for both. They can pick a champion to slap box on their behalf, but because you, the customer, are the one who initiates it, you too can have a representative to Slapbox. They just must be there with you at the time of signing your lease. Yes.
You know what I just realized? You want to know how to make sure your girlfriend or your wife wins?
How?
Cheat on them.
Instead of this man saying, I'm going to set a law where rent, no matter where it's at, is a certain number. This man says we're going to slap box for negotiation tactics.
I feel like that's fair on both sides. Look, you get your ass. If you get your ass whooped, you don't get to make decisions in the world, correct? You whoop ass, you get to make decisions.
What if your damn landlord is fucking Mike Tyson? Mike Tyson, bro.
Hey, you find another apartment complex. That's all I got to tell you.
This man's hilarious, bro.
Bro, find another apartment complex.
Where we draw the line at? Okay.
Yes, because mine actually worked. You're just gonna get a bunch of homeless people beat up.
Jamal.
Jamal, it's the same fucking thing. Listen to me. Say that the person who has the house gets his ass tore up slap boxing. His ass is going to be homeless because he couldn't fucking afford the house.
Exactly.
Hold on. Mine is a contractual agreement. Eric's is just you give random people on the street shoes. So, all right. So, what's the
stop? It's not random. He said everybody gets shoes.
He said homeless people get shoes.
No, he said
everybody. No, I said everybody.
Okay, everybody gets shoes. So what's to stop people from pulling up on homeless people with the gat and then jacking them for their shoes?
The thing about it is there won't be no resale value on Yeezys.
Because everyone doesn't got them. People will always find a way to steal your shoes.
Jamal, I think you're wrong. With Yeezys.
Yes, people will always find a way to steal something from you.
But think about this. If everybody got a pair of Yeezys, right? There's going to be a shit ton of cardboard. These homeless people are going to have a fucking fort. They're going to be perfect.
They're going to have a fort. They're going to live in a Yeezy shoebox fort.
They're
going to have a perfect this idea because they got the three stripes. You're just going to line them up.
I'm giving people places to stay that they can afford. You're giving them shoes. We are not the same.
No, you're giving people ass whoopings that they can't afford.
Affording ass whoopings.
I said you can have a representative. You can bring your homie who know how to box with you. They just have to be with you at the time you sign your lease.
Just say though, when your homie ends up 6 feet under, that's your ass on the street.
If your homie end up 6 feet under from slap boxing, you need new homie.
Bro, then the landlords are gonna fucking pay their representatives to be boxers. Then what?
There's only so many boxers around.
You say that.
Then go get you one.
I know you've been in every neighborhood. There's one guy in every neighborhood that says, don't fuck with him.
Okay, go hire that guy. Go get that guy $200.
And then if you're paying that $200, he's going to whoop your ass, and then it's going to be his house.
Oh, no. If he got a slap box, you know his asking price would be way more than $200.
He can't slap you and just take your house. That's illegal. There has to be an agreement from an official landlord. We're going to have a section.
Why is the landlord going to agree to this shit once he gets his ass whooped? I don't understand this logic.
You don't have to agree. If you are a landlord.
Logic after his ass is tore up.
If you are a landlord of any kind, when you buy your land or buy your apartment complex or the house, whatever you get, it is in that contractual agreement that you have. It is in your, what is it called? Your lease. It's in your deed. That you have to slap box for negotiation purposes. If you lose, you lose. You can't just slap box everybody who owns a house. That's anarchy. That's not how this works. Y'all not listening to the law. That's how you get shot. I say what I say.
Yeezys will save this country.
Well, Kanye's not running for president anytime soon.
Jesse knows where I'm going with my idea.
Yes, and your idea is horrible.
Yours is just as bad.
Mine was better. Mine is giving giving affordable housing. Yours is just giving shoes.
Ain't no affordable housing when everyone's getting kicked out.
Everyone's not getting kicked out. All you gotta do is slap box a lamp. You know what? I'm tired of this. We have come to an end of that. We have come to end of another episode of the one and only D180 Universe podcast. I'm not giving either one of them final thoughts because they want shoes instead of apartments. Don't vote for them if they run for office because they just going to give you Yeezys, but your rent going to be $3,000 for a
week. But my idea wasn't even the Yeezys.
But you agreed with them, which means your policies can't be trusted.
You're wrong.
How am I wrong that you slap boxing for housing?
But I don't like how you call Eric's idea stupid when you're fucking slap boxing landlords.
How many landlords do most people want to slap box? a lot.
What makes you think, though, like, the since you said tenants can get a representative, why can't, you know?
I literally said the landlords are allowed to have a champion just like you are allowed to have a representative. This is fair.
Oh, then you about to get fucked up then. you know the landlord is going to hire the best one they can find.
You hire the best one you can find.
Bro, you're paying him to live in his house. He has the money.
If you win the negotiation, you're paying a whole lot less to live in his house. So he's not making a profit from you.
Well, he's going to make sure he has the best person to not lose that situation.
Exactly.
Negotiate. Bargain. Bribe it. It's not hard to find a boxer. Sabotage him.
People don't want to already pay $1,000 of rent. What makes you think they want to spend another $1,000 on someone to fight for them that might lose?
Paying $1,000 one time is a lot better than paying it monthly, ain't it?
Bro, this ain't Gladiator, bro. Like,
hey, things were a lot more peaceful in Gladiator. So anyway, we're going to end the show here. So thank you for tuning in to the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. We look forward to coming to you semi-live from an undisclosed location whenever the hell I feel like, because I can do that at this point. So ladies and gentlemen, like I love to say at the end of every episode, keep learning, keep living, keep loving. Slap box your landlord. It works. And we out.
And watch that big signing video.